Harry Potter may not be real, but one of his prized possessions might become real. That story is one of the reasons why this Friday, like every Friday, is awesome on CNN Student News. First up, though, tension and tough words as the government gets ready to battle over a jobs bill. This is the bill that President Obama came up with. It would cost more than $440 billion, but the president says it'll give the economy a boost and get people back to work. Everyone in Washington says they want to help the economy. What they disagree on is how to do that. In a speech yesterday, the president pushed Congress to pass his jobs bill, and he said if they do nothing, quote, I think the American people will run them out of town. Some Republican leaders hit back. They said this bill is a repeat of ideas that have failed before, and they accused President Obama of campaigning instead of governing.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
Inspiring words from Steve Jobs, who co-founded the Apple Computer Company with Steve Wozniak. Jobs died on Wednesday at the age of 56. He lost a battle with cancer that he'd been fighting for years. Apple and Mac computers, the iPod, the iPhone, the iPad, all of them came from the company that Steve Jobs co-founded in his parents' garage. Scenes like this one were how the public knew Jobs in recent years. He took the stage to announce the next big thing from Apple. Also had an impact on the animation industry, buying Pixar Studios and helping lead that company to the success it has today. Millions of people expressed their sadness and condolences after hearing about Jobs' death. Many of them used technology that his company pioneered, and this wasn't just in the United States. The reaction was worldwide.
Steve Jobs, he has a massive following here in Hong Kong. In fact, according to Apple, they said that on the day of its opening, just a few weeks ago, they sold more Macs here than any other store around the world. And one more thing I want to show you. This sign up here, the Apple logo, it usually glows white. Today, it's been turned off.
You can see a crowd of people now that have gathered in front of the Apple store here on Fifth Avenue. People have been leaving flowers, they've been leaving cards, and of course, they've been leaving apples here as well. We're also seeing things like this showing up in places like Palo Alto, California, also in Washington, D.C.
We have all sorts of people coming here with flowers, with messages. It's putting apples. There's an apple with the message, think different, etched in there. And then there's this message here. This is for the crazy ones, the visionaries, the ones who change the world. You'll always be an inspiration. Love you, Steve. That just goes to show the way Steve Jobs has touched people here. But perhaps the biggest thing that I've seen here showing just how much he's entered the daily lives of people is how many people here today are actually using their iPhones, their iPads, you name it, to actually record this memorial here. And it just goes to show how ubiquitous Apple products have become all across the world.
Well, what is the impact of Apple and Steve Jobs in Africa? Well, you know, Apple products like this iPad are very expensive on the continent. Most people can't afford it. But there is an impact because people have both aspirational and inspirational connection with the product and with the man, Steve Jobs. You know, you come to a place like this where people are using the internet to connect with work, with friends. There's a lot of ways that Apple's innovation have affected cheaper products and competitors trying to imitate the innovation of Apple.